Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. Boy, this in the news. In fact, I saw this news story that's just going to completely blow your mind. And the first thing that popped into my head is, have we reached peak clown world? Unfortunately, I think the answer is no. But this story is just, it's like I say all the time on this channel. Every single night you go to bed thinking that it just can't get any crazier. The world can't become any more of a cartoon. You wake up in the morning and you realize that, oh yes, it can. And it's going that direction very, very quickly. Let's get into the story here. New York City mayor announces a new digital billboard campaign in 5 Florida markets, denouncing the hateful "Don't Say Gay" law and inviting Floridians to move to New York. So this is what the billboard's going to look like. And it's going to say, come to the city where you can say whatever you want, as long as you're wearing a mask, as long as you inject a foreign substance into your body, and as long as you make your 5-year-old wear a mask when they're in school, and as long as you don't say something that we think or would lead us to believe that you are a anti-vaxxer, racist, trucker, you support Russia, all of these. I mean, other than that, then you can go ahead and say whatever you want. But the insanity doesn't stop there. I mean, this is bonkers on so many different levels. First and foremost, as most of you know, and I haven't really discussed it on the channel, it's really not that interesting to me. This law that they're referring to has nothing to do with saying gay or anything. It's just the fact, it's just saying that teachers aren't allowed to discuss any type of, I guess, sexual conversations or any type of sexual topics with kids kindergarten through third grade. I mean, do we even need that law? Like, my goodness gracious. I mean, the fact that there are teachers out there that are first grade teachers that want to discuss this with their kids. I mean, think about when you were in first grade. Like, I was in first grade in like 1980 or so, roughly, something like that, 1980. I mean, if one of my teachers would have discussed anything, if one of my teachers would have discussed anything, even about the birds and the bees prior to, I don't know, fifth grade, I mean, the parents would have gone ballistic. I mean, that teacher would have been fired instantly. And they probably would have done a mental evaluation on them. I mean, doesn't it go without saying that you probably shouldn't talk about that stuff with a 4-year-old? I mean, just think about this. Let's just assume for a moment you were babysitting one of your friend's kids that was 4. I mean, I just went to I was hanging out with Angie and her kids this weekend, and her oldest son is 4 or 5. I mean, I can't even fathom being alone with that kid and talking about anything like this. The birds and the bees, whatever you want to call it, or this. I mean, how sick in the head would you have to be to even bring up this topic with a 4-year-old or a 5-year-old? I mean, anyway, so as you know, the law isn't "Don't Say Gay." Let's think about this on a different level. What they did during the Cerveza sickness is they took reality and they spun it into a fantasy that didn't exist. And one of the main places they did that is right here in good old New York City. So let's social distance as an example. That doesn't do anything. I mean, the data is clear. Mask mandates, they didn't do anything, but that didn't make them feel good. So they wanted to feel like they were doing something that actually mattered, that was significant. So they took reality and they spun it into a fantasy that just, whatever fantasy they wanted to believe. And then they took that fantasy and that became their narrative. And then they did their best with the help of the media to try to believe or to try to manipulate people, brainwash people to believe this narrative as truth, even though it was complete fiction. Obviously, they're doing the exact same thing now. The next level that I think is, I guess, interesting, for lack of a better word, is how the world and the United States is really becoming bifurcated. You've got two groups here. You've got one group that I would argue is more based in reality. And then you've got the other group that is just the sky is whatever color you want it to be. 2 plus 2 is whatever makes you feel good. Really, you've got reality versus fantasy. And the fantasy group, although they may be happy, that really doesn't pan out from an economic standpoint. When you're trying to build an economy, even at a state level or a city level, around fantasy, what you usually see is a decrease in the standard of living to a significant degree. Now, when you're building an economy around reality, that usually does a little bit better because you can introduce things like facts and data and history, and you can actually have a discussion, a difficult discussion, even if it makes someone feel bad. So what does the United States look like if all these individuals who maybe live in a world that's more based in fantasy, if they all congregate in the same cities in the same states? What happens? I mean, what happens to the economies of those states, right? And then if you're someone that just happens to have no other choice but to live in one of these states or cities, all of a sudden you've got to pay a fantasy tax. You have to pay a tax for everyone else around you believing in unicorns and 2 plus 2 is 5 and the sky is whatever color I want it to be. And unfortunately, I think that over the long run, this will filter through the entire United States, not just areas like New York or California. So why do I think this? Okay, let's take it to the next step here of the next step of clown, or the next level of clown world. We'll go over to an article that Josh just sent over to me. And this is from the Wall Street Journal. The U.S. wants more oil from Canada, but not a new pipeline to bring it. So what are their solutions? Well, let's just expand the existing capacity, which you can't do in reality world. You might be able to do it in fantasy world. Or what we can do is just ship more over rail, because, of course, we don't want to negatively impact the environment. We don't want to use more fossil fuels. So, of course, I mean, that's the obvious alternative, is just to ship it by rail instead of a pipeline. And so for those of us in reality world, we sit there and scratch our head and say, wait a minute, isn't that actually worse for the environment to ship it by rail? Or, you know, can't you, if there was a possibility for to expand existing capacity, wouldn't they have already done that? But to those living in this alternate world or alternate universe, these things just don't matter. But unfortunately, if they continue to pursue policies that are not grounded in reality, that will affect the people living in Arizona. That will affect the people living in Texas. And it will affect the people living in Florida, unfortunately. Hey guys, I want to remind you to get your tickets to Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the live conference I do twice per year with all of your favorite speakers from the Rebel Capitalist Show and experts in investing, commodities, real estate, freedom and liberty. All of your favorite topics, all of your favorite speakers. The next Rebel Capitalist Live is going to be in Miami and tickets increase in price as we get closer to the event. So go to RebelCapitalistLive.com right now to get your tickets to the next Rebel Capitalist Live. It's the conference you cannot afford to miss. It'll help you increase your financial freedom and, more importantly, your personal freedom. You'll get intel that you won't hear anywhere else. Past speakers have included icons in macroeconomics, investing, and personal freedom and liberty. People like Dr. Ron Paul, Robert Kiyosaki, Brent Johnson, Lynn Alden, Jeff Snyder, Richard Werner, Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, and Robert Breedlove, just to name a few. So once again, go to Rebel Capitalist Live right now and get your tickets today. Now, I think that, and I just basically going through this article, they're just reiterating what they say in the headline here. But I think that, looking at this from global macro, you're going to have countries that, although there are people in that country that live in Florida and Texas and Arizona that are based in reality, they're going to have to pay the fantasy tax. Same thing in Europe. And unfortunately, I think that the world is going to become more bifurcated. And just like we're seeing the United States right now become more bifurcated. And if this pans out, you've got to try to figure out what is real wealth. And what we have a lot of in the United States is dollars. And we have the ability to produce those dollars. That's our number one export. That's what we do really, really, really well, is we're able to create green pieces of paper and send them overseas to consume far more than we produce. We do a great job. In fact, nobody does it better. Another thing we are doing progressively a better job at is living in fantasy world, or there's more and more and more people, I would argue, in the West that are choosing to detach themselves from reality. Why? Well, it makes them feel good. And at the end of the day, that's really all that matters. So, how does that play out moving forward, where you've got the West that is basing their decisions more and more and more detached from reality, and they don't care, even if their standard of living is going down, and everyone else that doesn't see things that way, that has a dissenting view, well, they're either doxxed, they lose their job, or at the very least, they have to pay the insanity tax. The outrage tax, the hysteria tax, the cancel culture tax, you name it. And then on the other hand, you've got all these other countries that are being pushed together, and they have all the very, very cheap commodities, energy. They can produce their own food. These sanctions are an interesting example of that, right? Most of on this live stream that the sanctions against Russia really doesn't hurt Russia that much. Definitely not going to deter Putin, but it does have a significant impact on the West. And so why are we doing it? Well, because we don't live in reality and it makes us feel good. But we have to understand in the West that our economy is not set up the same way as other economies. Number one, in the United States, we have 130% debt to GDP. We have interest rates at all-time lows. We have asset prices at all-time highs. We have consumer debt, corporate debt, all-time highs. So, and then we don't make anything here. Go to your local Walmart or Home Depot, Target. What would happen, as an example, if China sanctioned us? You say, oh, well, China would never do that because we're their number one customer. Well, now we are. Will we be in the future? I don't know. If the dollar loses reserve status, will we even be able to afford to buy things from China? That's an unknown. And if we can't afford to buy stuff from China, or fewer and fewer of us can, that's great for U.S. manufacturing, but that means that there's a transition period where we're not getting that much stuff from China, therefore we're no longer their number one customer. And if we did something that they didn't like, well, they sanction us, just like we're sanctioning Russia. But the difference here is that if we sanction Russia, they produce a lot of their stuff. They definitely produce enough energy. They produce enough of their food. They produce enough of these things that are vital at the end of the day. So we can, in the West, can sit here and live in the metaverse and look at our bank statement or the value, the price, the nominal price of our home and feel really good about that. We're rich. We're loaded. We're wealthy. But at the end of the day, what type of leverage do we have? And we could be moving into a world where because we're choosing as a society to unplug from reality and to live in fantasy world because it makes us feel good, that we could find ourselves in a position where we are no longer able to call the shots globally, where instead of a shot caller, we are a shot taker. And, if you want to look at a difference between two economies, look at the difference if we sanction Russia or if China sanctions U.S. In Russia, you get a decline in the economy of, let's say, 10%. Definitely, unemployment rate goes up. You get a bit of inflation. But what would happen if the roles were reversed and, again, China sanctioned the United States? You think our economy would just go down by 5%? You think we'd just have unemployment go from 4% up to maybe 6-7%? We'd get a little bit of inflation. You are now living in a fantasy world if you think that's what would happen. I mean, just imagine if tomorrow you woke up and go down to your local Walmart, Target, Home Depot, nothing there. Go to the mall, nothing there. What would happen to the unemployment rate? What would happen to the economy? You go down to your local drugstore, you get some pharmaceuticals, some drugs you need to live. Nothing there. So my point here and the main takeaway is that we need to make sure that we realize, first and foremost, that we've got groups of people and large percentages of the population, especially in the West, that are choosing to live in a fantasy world, a clown world, whatever you want to call it. And that we need to do everything we possibly can to bring people back to reality to make sure that we don't go down this path. Because if we do, we're going to find ourselves with a far lower standard of living. And all these other countries globally being able to push us around like we've pushed them around for the past 50 years. And as an American, I don't want that to happen. And that's kind of the crossroads where I think we are right now. And I think this billboard is this billboard and this headline about the pipeline is a perfect example. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for liberty, freedom, free market capitalism, and reality. We'll see you in the next video.